The new film is called Escape Plan. Another title could be The Over the Hill Gang Rides Again. But it's the first feature to team up Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger as co-stars, with a plot that seems to go back to their halcyon movie days of the early 90s. So why are you acting like that's a bad thing? Stallone stars as Ray Breslin, a private analyst who enters federal penitentiaries as a convict and busts out to highlight their security flaws. He's a virtual Houdini, the guy who wrote the book on busting out of prisons. No, really, he's written a book about it. But his latest assignment is a lot riskier. He's asked to go into a super-secret prison, ostensibly designed for major world terrorists by some vague cabal of CIA military private contractor bad guys. He's snatched off the street and disappeared, and nobody knows where he's gone, not even him. Once he wakes up in a kind of Guantanamo on steroids, which is a beehive of transparent suspended cells and black faceless guards, he finds that one of his business partners has double-crossed him and intends to leave him there to rot. His only hope is to team up with the only other geriatric prisoner on the cell block, Schwarzenegger, as a shrewd, granite-headed guy named Rottmeyer. The warden, a nasty, technocratic wise-ass played by Jim Caviezel, has studied Stallone's book in designing his jail. But I guess he missed the chapter, saying you don't let the two toughest, smartest guys in the prison start huddling together and planning. But you're not watching this for the credibility of the plot, which is reminiscent of Stallone's absurd thrillers like Lock Up and Cliffhanger. The fun is watching the tough guy rapport between Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Between wisecracks, the two stars get the snot beaten out of them before roaring back for revenge. They're clubbed, drowned, roasted in isolation cells, and forced to eat a running fire hose. Inevitably, there's a brief fight scene between the two, a diversion for the guards, you know, where Schwarzenegger taunts his co-star with the line, "You hit like a vegetarian." And later he gets to stage an extended rant in his native German. Never mind that the two stars are in their mid-60s, and in a realistic movie, their biggest problem would be their prostates constantly forcing them to go to the bathroom. The director Mikhail Hofstrom guides the movie in a fairly clean, simple style, not so much like the messy, hopped-up look of recent years. The movie's respectable cast includes Vincent D'Onofrio, Amy Ryan, Vinnie Jones as the nasty head guard, Sam Neill as the prison's conscience-stricken doctor, the rapper 50 Cent, and in the movie's best subtle joke, some wimpy guy in the computer room who says, "Don't worry, I'll take care of him," before Stallone lays him out with one punch. You can laugh at the fact I'm biased as somebody who liked cheese on my action movies in the 80s and 90s, but I'd give Escape Plan 3.5 on a scale of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, I'm Rick Broth.